now, the top 10 albums charting across the nation. You're listening to the Earshot 20. Here is Brian Cleveland and Anthony Inman.
It is the second hour of the Earshot 20. Thanks for sticking with us. And if you're just tuning in, thanks for joining us.
Yes, I know. Oh, no, that's a song coming up. Sorry, I jumped the gun.
You did. You're quite ahead of yourself. You haven't even told them where the charts come from.
That's Brian, folks.
That's Brian right there.
Fell
the same. It's not very
good.
It was
good a song that we heard in the last...
You're just saying things now.
Yeah. Isn't that what we're always doing here every week?
I don't know. You're like Brick from Anger Man. Just saying things. That's your character now for the rest of the...
My glasses are fogging up in here. How about you?
No.
It's really hard.
Let's get to it before people tune out. It is the Earshot 20. I'm Anthony Emmon. Brian Cleveland is on the other side of the mic. We do this countdown every week, and right now we're into the top 10. It all comes from earshot-online.com. That is, of course, where we get the charts. There's loads more there. Brian's going to tell you all about it.
I'm on the other side of the mic because we can only afford one. It's really small.
They've seen pictures. That's not true.
Oh, okay. Yeah. It's just a weird turn of phrase that you use.
Anyway, would you just get on with it?
Earshot-online.com. As always, go and check it out for the entire national campus and community radio report. Every single week, you'll find the national top 50 there. And this week, we are counting down the 20 most played albums of the week across Canada for the week ending Tuesday, August 16th, 2016. We're about to get into the top 10. Creating those charts are around 30 or so campus and community radio stations across this country who submit their own top 30 that you can go and find on that website as well. And in addition to that, there are genre-specific charts, both regionally and nationally, for electronic, hip-hop, international jazz, loud, folk, roots, and blues, and monthly and yearly countdowns to get your full charting experience. In addition to that, there are reviews, interviews, and so much more. And again, that is earshot-online.com, published every week by the National Campus and Community Radio Association.
And you can find us online, earshot20@gmail.com. That's our email. facebook.com/earshot20 is our home on Facebook, and at earshot20, our handle on Twitter. All the great ways to reach out, all the great ways to get in touch. If you are an emerging Canadian band or artist and you'd like some exposure, happy to do that for you. We will play something from your latest release and give you an interview. All right, big hour of the program coming up. We've got an interview just on the other side of our number 10 artist who is debuting this week. As well, Steven's back with more music news. Brian's got the lowdown, and we have the rest of the top 10. Let's get into it.
All right, we have a big debut here at number 10. They were at number one for several weeks in a row with their previous release, and this is their newest album, their sixth release. It is Vancouver garage rock duo The Pack AD with a brand new album from the Cadence Music Group called Positive Thinking. It's here at number 10, and you're going to hear a track called Yes, I Know.
Thank you.
That was the Pack AD and a song from their new album. The Vancouver garage rock duo's latest is Positive Thinking, and it debuted this week, of course you just heard, at number 10, and is poised to continue climbing the charts as it arrives at campus community radio stations all across the country. Maya Miller is checking in with us now. Maya, I have to say, what a great album, and congratulations on the early but well-deserved success of it.
Oh, thank you very much. Thank you.
We last chatted with you back in January 2014 for the release of Do Not Engage. Now you've got a new release, but it seems like it took some time for this one to hit the shelves. What was happening in between the two releases?
We just really decided to take our time in coming up with the material. We actually went into the studio on, I believe, 4 separate occasions and recorded. So we actually came up with double the amount that actually went on the album. And we just wanted to be really sure that we were, you know, picking the songs that felt the best for us and that also we would enjoy playing live and not get sick of.
And Becky Black, the other half of the Pack AD, noted that the previously released album's musical direction might not have been exactly what you wanted in the end, taking it in a more, it was quoted as radio-friendly direction. Was that front of mind when it came to writing and recording this record?
We definitely took a step back from what happened on the last album and really were clear with each other, you know, that we wanted to make something that felt completely sincere. Not that the last album wasn't sincere, but it was definitely, we were, you know, as with every project you do, you try and go in a direction, you kind of come to a conclusion about where you want to go with it. With this one, the only one thing that we kept in mind the entire time is that we wanted it to be completely honest, and it was what we liked playing and what we would want to listen to if we weren't in the band, and we just went at it from that attitude, which I think brought back a little bit of sort of the way we were before, actually.
So. And as awesome and cool as the album is, so is the video for Yes, I Know. I had a chance to watch it before we did the interview, and it's really cool. Where did the idea spur from for that music video?
It was my idea. I wanted to do something that was not a million scene changes and, you know, an epic 14-hour day shoot. And I just got it into my head that, you know, that we should be in this white space and doing different things, and that everything would happen. That really the bulk of the work for the video was going to happen in the edit. And it did. I mean, it was over 900 edits in, you know, a 3-minute song. So it's definitely an editing feat. And also I just thought that it would be good to really focus on, us playing our instruments and just being the band, as opposed to normally what we do in our videos, we have a storyline, alien abduction or what have you, but this one the storyline was just us being us.
And folks now have a chance not only to hear the music from the album on radio shows like this, or if they go and download, grab the album online in one of the great places they can grab it, but they also have a chance to see you on tour. You have a date, looks like, coming up in August, and then some pretty extensive touring going through October, late October into November. What's the plan for that? Is there going to be more dates added? Is that just a preliminary, or is that what we're expecting for the first chunk?
There's going to be more dates added. Yep, there's definitely more coming. There might even be some more coming in September. But then also we're going to be going back out in the spring. So this is just the beginning of the touring. So we're trying to hit all the spots that we haven't hit for a long time. So we're just taking them a chunk at a time.
Well, we hope to see you on the East Coast for sure. And like I said,
we'll be back.
Awesome. Great album. It is. It's super cool. Music video is awesome. And we're so glad to have you on the charts with us at number 10 this week. But likely we'll see you climbing up in the weeks to come. Maya, thanks for the call.
Thank you so much.
More of the charts are on the way right now, including your number 9. That's Weaves. Down from number 3 last week off their self-titled album. Here's a tune for you. And we'll be back with more. Stick around. It's the Earshot 20.
Sigh. producer.
It's the Earshot 20.
That was Heaven for Real from Helifax, their debut record, Kill Your Memory on Mint Records at number 8, down from number 5. Weaves in the middle there with their self-titled debut album on Buzz Records at number 9, down from number 3. And a big debut this week by The Pack AD. We just chatted with them. Thanks so much for them to join the program. You heard from their newest album, Positive Thinking, kicking off that set of music with Yes, I Know.
All right.
What do you think? Number one again? We'll see.
The Pack AD. I think there's a good chance. That's a high debut. We've rarely seen, it's happened, but we've rarely seen albums come in, unless they're going to make their way up to the top. We've rarely seen them come into the top 10 and be that strong in the beginning. I think Grimes once debuted at number one.
The highest debut recently was number 3, and that's our current number one band. That's been our number one for several weeks in a row. But the Pack AD, definitely a contender. They were, as we mentioned, at number one for 10 weeks in a row when their previous album came out at the end of January, 2 years and a bit ago. So
yeah,
definitely like, an awaited record that kind of came out of nowhere, and we'll, at the very least, I'm sure we'll be spinning it for several weeks in a row, if not a couple of months.
And like we said, who knows, because maybe some of the stations haven't received it yet, and so as it starts to continue to get more airplay across the nation, then they could move up. Thanks very much to Maya Miller again for joining us on the program. We've got more music now to bring you, and on the other side of that, Steven joins us again for some more music news. Brian's going to let you know what's coming in at 7 and 6.
Not everyone will join you for 5 minutes every 2 years, so...
But hey, it was
obviously they're your friends now.
They are. We're best buds.
All right. It is Dinosaur Jr. there in the show for the first time last week with the new release on Jag Jaguar called Give a Glimpse of What You're Not. And it's at number 7 up from number 11. Andy Schoaf dropping 2 spots. His newest on Arts and Craft is called The Party. At number 6, you're going to hear Quite Like You.
You know, I've never really met someone like you. easy in a drunken speech. Ends his mind and finds his way to hers. And I say, you know, I've never really met someone like you. You know, I've never really met someone like you.
That was Quite Like You by Andy Show from the album The Party, dropping two spots this week to number 6. And before that, at number 7 in this set, up from number 11, was Dinosaur Jr. Give a Glimpse of What You're Not is their latest. You heard Tiny.
Stephen Carlick back on the line with us as we continue to bring you news from the world of music and more. And Stephen, I must say, it's exciting. We seem to be getting into that time of year where we hear even more about new music and albums being released and schedules for releases.
Definitely, yeah. We're entering that sweet spot of the year where the sort of summer blockbusters are ending, and the more in-depth sort of albums are coming out sort of in September, October. Exciting stuff.
Yeah, so let's kick it off in the spirit of new music. Danny Brown has a new album on the way.
Yeah, Danny Brown's been talking a lot about plans for his follow-up to his album, Old. Now, finally, details have arrived in full. As expected, the Detroit rapper's new album is titled Atrocity Exhibition and will arrive on September 30th, courtesy of Warp. The rumored artwork has turned out to be the cover that Brown is sticking with. You can see that at exclaim.ca, as well as the track listing, which was the biggest surprise of the day. Brown has enlisted a handful of guests, including Kendrick Lamar, Ab Soul, and Earl Sweatshirt, who all appear on the song Really Dough. Petite Noir gets a guest spot on Rolling Stone, Kalayla jumps on From the Ground, and Be Real from Cypress Hill makes a cameo on the song Get High. There are production credits from Evion Christ, Black Milk, and Alchemist on the album, so lots to be excited about. Speaking with Rolling Stone, Danny Brown revealed that he and collaborator Paul White ended up dropping a whopping $70,000 to clear all the samples they wanted to use on the record, which is insane. The album also takes its name from a 1980 Joy Division song, but the influence runs deeper than aesthetics, as Brown draws comparisons between the public's expectations for the band's late frontman Ian Curtis and himself. I just relate to that song a lot, Brown told Rolling Stone. Ian Curtis is pretty much talking about how he feels like he's part of a freak show almost. People just want to come see him and they want to see him be a certain type of way. I totally relate to that. As previously reported, Brown will embark on a North American tour in support of the new album this fall. You can see all those dates as well as the track listing for Atrocity Exhibition at exclaim.ca, that album out September 30th.
Sounds like it'll be a good one.
Yeah, I'm actually really excited for this one. Brown is such a nuanced thinker, such an interesting lyricist, one of the best rappers going right now, for sure.
Good stuff. Now, I don't know if this is coming as a shock to people. I mean, this has been news now for a little bit, I think, and I've heard mixed reviews about it, but CBC's Q is getting a new host.
Yes, it is. The CBC revealed on August 15th the Canadian rapper Shad will no longer be the host of the long-running Q program. His last show has happened, with the broadcaster also announcing that the replacement for Shad will be longtime guest host Tom Power. As previously reported, Shad had been tapped by the CBC in March 2015 to take over the then-named Capital Q. It is now named Lowercase Q. In the wake of Jean Gomeshi's high-profile exit, Shad debuted on the program in April 2015, and since then, unfortunately, the ratings have gone down. According to the CBC, the listenership shrunk from 220,000 in June 2015 to 168,000 in June 2016. Shad said in a statement that it's, quote, been an honor and a joy to serve in this role. Power, meanwhile, will leave his weekday position at Radio 2 Morning that he's held since 2011. He'd been a regular guest host of Q for years and has also appeared on radio show Deep Roots and the CBC TV program Our Centers. So yeah, it's kind of, you know, a bit of a shock, not that much of a shock. Certainly something worth discussing.
Yeah, I personally, I like Shad. I liked listening to the program, and I thought he was engaging. But really, I think if they were thinking about a new direction, they probably should have considered hiring us, and you and I could have. You know.
I'm still waiting for that phone call. There's a flower on my desk, slowly wilting, the petals falling off.
Oh man! Well, best of luck to Tom on that new venture, and who knows, maybe Shad will get back to the studio, some more music on the way from him. Who knows what his projects will be now that he's got that time freed up.
Yes, indeed.
Rounding this hour of music news out with the announcement of another release on the way, and you must be excited about this one because I noticed the artist is also your song pick this week.
It is. And actually, a little bit of irony there. I will get to that in a second. 22 days have passed since Bon Iver started cryptically teasing the arrival of new music, and the Justin Vernon-led project has finally revealed the details behind a third full-length. Titled 22, A Million, the album will see release September 30th, courtesy of Jag Jaguar. The album announcement comes the same day that the project debuted the song cycle in full at Wisconsin's Eau Claire Festival. The 10-track release features some out-there cryptogram-employing song titles that you'll have to see at exclaim.ca because I certainly cannot pronounce them. A lot of symbols and numbers going on. Vernon is joined on the collaboration by longtime collaborators like Sean Carey, as well as sax master Colin Stetson. You can see a full list of credits at exclaim.ca, where you can also see the track list for the new album, as well as two new songs.
We're looking forward to it, and they've been on the charts before, so it's something that we'll definitely be looking for coming forward when it's released.
Yeah, big news. His last album was, of course, from 2011. That is 5 years ago now, which is crazy to think about.
Yeah. So what's the irony? It's your time. It's the time for you to tell us about your song. So what's the irony in picking this?
Well, the oddness of it is that I haven't actually classically been a huge Bon Iver fan. I liked his self-titled album, and I liked the debut, but I've never quite gotten the hype. This new song, this is called 22 Over Soon. It's without a doubt the best thing I've ever heard from Bon Iver. 3.5 minutes, but it really reflects the hip-hop and R&B he's been working, you know, he's worked with Kanye West, he's worked with a bunch of other rappers in the past 5 years, and he's working with a sound now that sounds sort of akin to what James Blake does. The two of them have collaborated in the past on a song called Fall Creek Choir, Boys Choir, something to that effect. Anyway, this new song, it really finds some experimenting with some electronic sounds. It has a really nifty little sax solo halfway through. This is 22 Over Soon by Bon Iver on Earshot Radio.
It might be over soon. Mm-hmm.
consecration. And then you expelled all decision. As I may stand up with the vision.
Earshot listeners, it's Stephen Karlick here, senior editor at Exclaim, Canada's source for music news, streams, reviews, and features across all genres. You can catch a summary of the week's big music news on the weekly Earshot 20, but for in-depth, up-to-the-minute news, reviews, and streams, you'll want to set your homepage to exclaim.ca and pick up our most recent issue, featuring July Talk, Usher, Against Me, Angel Olsen, and our annual Hangout Handbook Guide to Cities Across Canada. On the airwaves, on the street, and online at exclaim.ca, we've got your music news covered.
Earshot 20, number
Speaking cold.
It's the Earshot 20.
That was West by River Tibber. At number four, up from number seven, is the newest R&B release by the artist from the record Indigo. And before that, lots of instrumental hip-hop and electronic fare from DJ Shadow. His newest is called The Mountain Will Fall. At number five, up from number nine, you heard Pitter Patter. And no big surprise here for folks paying attention to what's happening in the indie music world, with a big new album coming out in the very near future for Bon Iver. Stephen Carlick's pick this week was 22 Over Soon, one of the new singles that just got released.
Okay. I've heard it pronounced two ways, Bon Iver and Bon Iver. Which is it?
Well, it's a play on Bon Iver, the French, with French words, so I've never been quite certain myself.
Okay. Stephen said Bon Iver. I didn't say it because I was like, I don't want to sound like an idiot. And I did sound like an idiot.
I feel like I interchange both.
Yeah? Okay. Well, there you go.
And I've heard other people interchange with both. You'll have to touch base with Justin Vernon about that one.
I will. At some point. Hopefully I'll get to. All right. One more break before we round out the top 10 in this hour. It is The Lowdown, of course, a look at some of the albums that are debuting below the top 20. Of course, we can't play the whole national top 50, but we'd like to let you know what is coming in because there's a chance they could creep onto the program. Brian's got it for you.
Yeah, tons of debuts this week below the top 20, which we might hear from in the near future, starting off with number 47, Moon Museum, with a release called Eternal Return. At number 46, one spot up from that, Surprise Party with Shake Your Booty on Transistor 66 Records. Following that, number 44, Better Half with a new release called Cute Doom. We jump a few spots to number 40, where you'll find a new self-titled record on Daps Records from Above Top Secret, and Omimnar with Leaving at number 36. Also, the newest album by No Sinner, one spot up from that at number 35, Old Habits Die Hard, and the latest psych rock release from the garage outfit of the OCs is in at number 29. It's called A Weird Exits, and it comes on the usual label of Castleface. At number 28, The Forbidden Dimension with a new release called Every Twisted Tree Watches As You Pass. And this week, our highest debut is relatively high at number 22. It is the newest release by Brendan Canning on Arts and Crafts, who, if you don't know his solo work, is also known as a member of Broken Social Scene. His latest album is called Home Wrecking Years.
So I think Brendan Canning might make it up in the top
20. That's almost cheating.
Is it? Not really. And I also think that the OCs might make it into the top 20. And I really want Surprise Party to make it in, only because I want to hear you say every week, shake your booty.
Shake your booty, Anthony. That can be a part of...
I've been shaking it all.
I will say that anytime that you ask.
Shake your booty. All right, we've got three more tracks to bring you before this hour is complete. Wow. I know, it's big. So quick, it goes by so quick. And hopefully these are some tracks you can shake your booty to.
All right, our number one and number two sit still once again this week, but we have a new number three rising all the way from number 10. Not a big surprise here, a big new record by Hannah Georges called For Evelyn. Here is Naked Beaches.
The point if I can't live it up. Yeah, this is how it should be. to the
You're listening to the Earshot 20. Number one.
It's the Earshot 20.
And that was a cut from the most played album of the week, again for a couple of weeks in a row, across Canada on campus and community radio. It was Bad Bad Not Good, the Toronto instrumental hip-hop group with the album 4, or IV, if you will, if you're into Roman numerals, that's what it is. And that was a track called Speaking Gently. Also sitting still this week, and also sitting still for at least 3 or 4 weeks, was Jay Arner from his latest J2, and that is at number 2 with Street Freaks, and rising all the way from 10 to number 3, Hannah Georges for Evelyn. You heard Naked Beaches.
All right, and that does it for another week. week, another countdown complete from earshot-online.com. Check out the website. I'm Anthony Ammon. Brian Cleveland is also in studio, and happy to bring you the program again this week. We've got lots of programs on the way, some cool interviews that we're working on setting up over the next few weeks. And as we mention every week in the program, please reach out to us if you'd like to be featured on the show as well. Trying to hook up with Hannah Georges as well as some other artists too, so that'd be good. Take us into the new, I call it the new year because I'm a recruiter, so the academic year is a
in
new year.
In 1 week it'll be the last show of August.
That's true. And then and
school's
then what?
Back.
And then what?
I'm still on leave. Yeah. For another month.
I know. Okay, well, that does it. As I said, it is the Earshot 20, and it is the countdown of the national top 20 albums charting across the nation from earshot-online.com. The show is recorded out of Local 107.3 FM, St. John, New Brunswick's campus and community radio station, and broadcast every Friday from 5 to 7 p.m. Atlantic Standard Time right here. And then we send out for syndication across the nation to many great campus, community, and online radio partners. You might be hearing us right now on one of those, or if you podcast the show through iTunes or download on radioforall.net. No matter how you pick up the program or how you tune in, thanks very much for listening. And please join us next week for a brand new countdown. We'll see what the Pack AD does to shake up the top of the charts.
Maybe call your favorite local campus community radio DJ and you can make a request and you'll kind of have a teeny little impact on the charts. Yeah,
give them a ring-a-ding-ding.
Call up your favorites.
All right. Until next week, stick around because there's more great programming on the way on this station. Earshot 20 is produced out of Local 107.3 FM, St. John, New Brunswick's campus and community radio station. Comments, concerns, feedback, you can send to earshot20@gmail.com. Check us out on Twitter. Our handle is earshot20. Until next time, thanks for listening.